The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Barrington Awaken show. Thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com, where we're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Come to our show and welcome to spirituality. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We talk about getting you to live your best life. We speak about you being the best that you can possibly be, an opportunity for you to wake up. Wake up is what we talk about, for you to realize that you are limitless. You are the one who's in control of everything you do. You are the one who's made the life that you're living right now. You are the one who placed you in the position that you're in. And wherever you are today, you will be able to change everything about you simply by changing the way you look at life. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. And this is the Barrington Awaken Show. Thank you very much. And thank you for being a part of it. This is what we talk about. We want everybody to understand that you've got a greater limit. There's more to you than you realize. We want everyone to know that whatever situation that you're in, you can change it. All you have to do is wake up. This is what we speak about, getting you to realize that you are the director of your life, that you are the one who's going to make the changes by the choices that you make. You will not have anybody influence you or telling you how to live your life. This is what we speak about. Wake up. Part of our show today, we will talk about those who were trained by old method to live in the old world, to follow a religious group or any group at all that is told to be the best way to live our lives. We have raised children who are free, independent thinkers, and they have taught themselves or they've learned along the way that we must challenge the things that's not practical. We're free thinkers. We have the ability to create the path that we want to be on. We have the ability to change our lives and change other people's lives. And this is not necessarily the way it needs to be done. Our parents were taught by their parents, who were taught by their parents, and so on and so on and so forth. Therefore, if that ideology or that way of life is now old, or doesn't serve this purpose or serve this life, we have to do what we can to change it and live our lives. We were raised a certain way. We were told to be seen and not heard. We were told to go to school and get that job and make a family and live happily ever after. How is that working? Most of us are divorced and the divorce rate is very high. That system is not true, and it's not working, at least for more than 40% of those who choose to get married or choose or given a religion and choose to live by it. The system is not working simply because the education that we have or were given might not be applicable for today's life. Welcome home, everybody. And you know, when I say welcome home, I say welcome to your spiritual life. Welcome to a life that has the ability to raise you, to make you the greatest, wake you up, let you realize that the information or the teaching or the training that we went through before we turned five may not be practical for today's life, may not be the truth. We were told to follow these rules, follow that rule, follow those rules. And if you don't, you will have to suffer. You will have a consequence and we'll end up in a bad place if we don't follow those rules, or to be obedient or to be quiet. We were told all those things. The new thinkers, they're challenging that. They're not buying into what our great-grandparents bought into or had no choice but to accept. And they've brought us to where we are today. There's always been conflict. And I can hear a lot of you saying that this is why the world is going to hell. Probably not. It is just changing. And change, as we know, is inevitable. And it will happen without your permission. It will happen without your exception. It will happen because that's what changes are there for, and it will occur. You have a choice. We can continue to try to put that round peg in the square hole, and it won't work. So what would a wise man do? That is the question. What would a wise man do? Welcome, everybody. I welcome all my listeners from all around the world. I welcome all my new listeners as well as my longtime listeners who have supported the show. Thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Awaken Show. I want to say to everybody who's hearing me, welcome home. Home is where you belong. Home is the place of spirituality. Home was where you've come from to go into this existence, into this world. Home is where the love is. Welcome home. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching and you know there's more, something has led you here for this message to be given to you. Again, everyone, welcome home. And thank you for being there. Without you there, I wouldn't be here. We're all a part of the same great wave. We're all a part of this existence. Your portion is as important as everybody else's. Nobody has been given a bigger piece of the pie, greater reason to live, more purpose to fulfill. We chose what we wanted to do. We chose what we wanted to do. We may have been misguided, misled. And because of that, as a result of that, we are confused or we're sleeping, fast asleep. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is what we aim to do. This is your birthright. Wake up. Realize who you are. Live well. Live free. Know thyself. Know your purpose. Wake up. There's a lot more to you than you were told. Open that toolbox of yours and find your path home. Welcome home. Today, we're going to talk about, should we listen to our parents? And at some point, that's a double-edged sword, because you have to when you don't know any better, but you need to step away at some point and allow yourself to develop the ability to be a free thinker. Your parents' training or their education would have come from a world, this same world, but a time different than now. And their parents would have come, training would have come from a time that's different than now, and their parents, and so on. And you could trace it back for generations just to realize that what would have been a good idea many years ago probably isn't the same thing for us today. Us meaning the new generation, not necessarily me, but for the new generation and for the way we look at life. We were told to go to school and get good marks, graduate, start a family, and wait to die. Live well and raise the kids. And when we're leaving, whatever we've accumulated, give it to the children and move on. And you would have kept that job for the rest of your life. Same job. We would have stayed with the family and the spouses for the majority of our lives until somebody, death do us part. I think that's what they say, until death do you part. It might have been a brilliant idea, but when you look at the amount of people who are separating or getting divorced, you'll see that that system is not working or doesn't work for everybody. And a lot of people, though you want to be a part, may be in the situation where you realize economically it's probably the best place for you, or you think you're going to stay in that situation for your families or whatever, or it's close to work, or you can't afford to go on your own. So we're making this union work. Just because we're making it work isn't saying it's working. We're just making it work. In our generation or this generation now, a lot of people are choosing not to fall into that unit of marriage, let's just say, or the religion that was given to them, or keeping that job for all your working years. We're changing our careers quite often. You start as one and you're in the middle of the next one while you're thinking about another one. And it is working because nobody wants to do the same job. Some people don't want to do the same job all the time. Same thing with our relationships where we live, because the ideas that were passed down through our great, great, great grandparents down to us might have been the way things were, and not necessarily the way things are. We are here, therefore we have to react, live, and set our lives based on the now. What is most prevalent now? Should we listen to our parents? Should we take the treatment or the training that they brought forth? A lot of laws has come in that would change the way I was raised, simply because, you know, they can't whoop you no more, apparently not, but, and the world, everybody will say that's what's going wrong with the world, but it's not, that's not true. Everything is changing, and we have to stand up and realize change is inevitable, and we owe it to ourselves to adapt to what is the current state, which is the now. You have to, must live in the now. You are free to think. You're free to vote. You're free to go out and work. You don't have to be barefoot. You don't have to accept the fact that you're a servant to somebody. You don't have to accept the fact that you're not allowed on this side of the fence. You don't have to accept the fact that these rules don't include you. You don't have to accept any of those things, because we have the ability to do our own thinking, and we're not doing what our parents has told us. Children should be seen and not heard. What kind of crap is that? Does that work for us today? Because the new thinkers are changing the world. The older idea, the ideology from the older people, are saying the world's going to the bad place, but it's the change. And if your great-great-grandparents were here, they would have been saying the same thing about things about your generation. So change is happening. What would a wise man do? Or woman or child? What would a wise person do? The round peg does not, the round square, sorry, the square does not necessarily accept the round. They're different. I just messed that up, but I hope you know what I'm talking about. The square peg in the round hole, that's it. Except the fact that today's life is a little different. Does the teachings that our parents has passed on to us, is it beneficial? Is it working? I read in one religious book many years ago, and it says, be prepared to educate your children to the best of today, to the best of your ability for today. Pardon me. Educate your children to the best of today. We can't really set out to teach them how to be blacksmith, how to fix the wagon wheels on the horse cart, because we don't have too many of those around unless you believe in another group of people's way of life. So we have to accept today as being the new way, the only way, and we have to raise our children and prepare them for the best of now. And in order to do that, we cannot pass on the information that was given to our parents. Yes, we love the good manners. We love to be the behave yourself, to be kind to people. And that's fantastic. But how does that play out when you want to go out and challenge the rules that did not include you? The being quiet part doesn't work. How does that play out when they say be seen, not heard? I remember growing up, we were grounded. You blink an eye the wrong way, you get whooped and grounded. And I realized when I started raising my own children, by then the physical part was gone away, so we didn't have to do that. But then I thought I'd send them to their room just as a timeout. Realized that was more for me to take a break than it was for them, for discipline. And I realized when I say go to your room, they're loving that idea because they've got every single piece of electronic device in their room. So they were happy, very happy for that. The old ideas won't serve us well for today's lifestyle. And we're seeing signs of it failing all the time. I was having a conversation this morning with a good friend of mine, and we're speaking about the facts that the things that how we were raised versus on how we raised our children and how our children are going to turn around and raise our grandchildren. It has to be part of what happens every step of the way. And the ideas of what was given to us by our great-great-grandparents, it's not applicable today in some cases. And I say that to talk about the religious beliefs that they want us to follow. It doesn't work for us today. The divorce rates have gone up. And the reason you look at it and didn't skyrocket is because a lot of people are choosing not to get married, where there was a time where you had to, so they say, and live happily ever after. So we all believed. Does that idea work for today? They say you shouldn't live with someone until you're married to them. I still think you don't know a person until you've lived with them. Why would you sign away your life before you had a chance to know what you're signing away, what you're agreeing to? We've talked about obey, which was a part of wanting to get married to somebody. You were told you had to obey. And only death will separate you. Should we listen to the teachings of our parents? Should we follow those rules? And are they applicable to today? We have a whole new idea of looking at how life is. We have a whole new way of accepting the fact that if you follow this set of instructions, you're missing out on what is truth for you. You're missing out on that ability to find yourself. You're missing out on what it's like to change or to accept or to follow other ideas, other religion, other groups, the gangs that you may join. We're realizing that they're not the be-all and end-all as we were told. You do this or else. You do that or else. So we're challenging that. We're saying, no, we don't accept that as how it should be. For one, more than ever in the world, the cultures are all mixing. Your next door neighbor is going to be somebody that believes something different from you, or the coworker, the one by the water fountain, if you still have that at your work. All different ideas. And what we were taught a long time ago is definitely they're wrong. Are they? Because they're saying the very same thing. Definitely you're wrong. And it's my way. And if you don't follow these rules, you are going to pay for it. You have the same argument of saying, if you don't follow my way, you're going to pay for it. Who's right? Who's telling the truth? Do you believe there's a small group that was selected to tell the story of life? A small group. We're all the same. We've come from the same place by the same method. Do you think the creator would create a small group and their responsibility is to convince the rest of the world that this is the way? Well, good luck with that. Because everybody knows their way is the best. Is it? Why are we so separated? Why do we have so many different beliefs? Which one is the truth? I know the answer to that question. You are going to say it is your way because you have to. You have no choice but to say it is my way is the best way. But is it? Are you willing to say then you are the selected group, you are the greatest group, and the rest are just flukes, mistake by a perfect machine? Well, you are perfect and you are created by and from perfection. Therefore, the creator cannot be flawed. Therefore, you're not a mistake. Therefore, you cannot be subjected to a belief that is going to render you to burn in hell. Because if you don't follow another person's instructions through life, you probably will. And this is what they're suggesting. Who do you think was the elected group and why? There isn't a, yes, there is an elected group. It's called mankind. Every single one of us. If we're not seeing the same things and believing in the same things and worshiping, if we do, the same things, somebody got a hand in there and scrambled and mixed it up. And some of us are just receiving a lot of crap. We're all the same. From the same place. By the same method. How could one group suggest they were given a little extra? That's a lot of crap. How could one group suggest they're the enlightened ones? That's a lot of crap. And at the same time, how could one group think that they're not worthy? That too is a lot of crap. We're all the same, from the same place, by the same method. Therefore, the information that was given to one would have been given to 7.6 billion that are here. Why do we have the differences? And of course, the differences is causing a lot of heartaches, wars, breakup, separation, hating the neighbors. But the information is one. We're all one. We're all from the same place by the same method. Where did the information get distorted? And why do you feel you're lesser or greater? And I challenge everybody all the time to prove the greatness other than just mere words. Prove that you were given special instructions. Prove that you have a connection to a higher being that is telling you to tell others this is the way. Well, that'd be interesting too. Prove what you're saying or what you're claiming to be the be-all and end-all, and I will prove you wrong. We're all the same, from the same place, by the same method, and we've come here for the same reason. Different messages, but it's to come here to experience our existence, our human life, what it's like to be a human, to occupy a body. Today, we're talking about, should we listen to the training or the teachings of others or our parents or the information that was given to our parents? Luckily, we don't get together anymore in the town hall to witness the hanging or the burning. Luckily, we don't accuse somebody of being a bad religion and throw them in the river and hope they float where they're innocent. We'll take them out and burn them, or they sink and they were guilty as charged. Either way, once you're accused, you're SOL. Should we take the training and teachings from our parents that was given to them many years ago? We've evolved. Life is evolving. Life is changing. But one thing that remains consistent, and it's an absolute truth, we've come from the same place by the same method, and we're governed by the same laws. The idea behind us doing a spiritual show is to allow you or to present to you the ability to tap into that, to take charge of your true life, your path, your purpose, your happiness, because that's what matters. And you're not faking it. You're not making a lot of money and buying pretty things and big things and expensive things to show others how happy you are. If you were, those things would be redundant, unnecessary. If you're trying to convince me of how happy you think you are, you know you're not. Or how wealthy. Or one of the biggest ones, how smart or intelligent you are. Why would you try to convince anybody anything about you unless you're feeling lesser? Should we be taking the training from our parents? Is it applicable in today's world? Does the group that we follow has proven to be the truth, other than the hope that it is? Because if you believe it, you've made it real. Just because you believe it isn't saying it's real. It's just simply saying you were hoodwinked. Somebody has convinced you that you are superior in some way or another, which is not possible. You're listening to Barrington Rant on Barrington Awaken Sunday afternoon, Reality Radio 101. Thank you for tuning in. If you are a reader, we have a book, Awaken, an Ascension Guide. It's designed to align you to your true purpose, wake you up, let you realize that you are limitless and you are the boss. You are the leader of your pack. You're on top shelf. While I'm saying all this, please don't allow the ego to help you make important decisions, because they're not working for you. They're working for themselves. I just thought I'd say that. Check it out on Amazon.com. We have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. We have some information there. We're constantly upgrading. We've been putting up new videos. You could check it out. I need to get my Instagram more frequent. But we're still learning. A lot of YouTube videos are up now, and I want you to go there, check it out, like, subscribe. You'll get the information. Now that we're on a roll with all of these things, all the shows will be labeled for you to go in, tap into, and check out your favorite show or your favorite message. Barrington Awaken is available to you. We also have an email. If you wanted to send something, comment, ask questions, anything that you want to do, you can contact us at awaken1308@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Today we're talking about, should we listen to our parents? Have we got anything there, sir?
We have a few emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, by the way, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in with a comment or a question, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And Rick did just that at the beginning of the show. He says, I love this idea, and I never thought about it, that our relatives and our ancestors taught their kids, and those kids became parents and taught their kids, and those kids became parents and taught their kids right down the line. And it doesn't necessarily mean that anything was changed or improved. So that's from Rick. Okay, good point. Shane wrote in and said, boy, are my eyes open today listening to you. That is Shane. Thank you, Shane. Kathy wants to know, if we're all one, which I do honestly believe we are, then why are some people good people and some people are bad? If we're all made from the same cloth, so to speak, why are people bad? Did the devil or some other entity make them and not really one person or thing make all of us? That's from Kathy. Jeremy writes in, hello, I am a first-time listener to your show from Washington, D.C. I'm enjoying it. Stay warm, and good luck with the truckers up there. Okay, that is worldwide news, by the way. Anne wrote in and said, Barrington, you are hilarious. I love when you said, that's me ranting, meaning you. That was so funny. And that's from Anne. And back to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, Anne. Every once in a while, I get on these rants. And because we're living a life that we thought, and this one's going to tie into another one of the questions that was asked earlier. We're living a life that was given to us. And we were told or given instructions as how to follow through with it, which isn't the truth. You know, we've come here with our own ideas and we've come here with a purpose or something to accomplish. Therefore, the idea was fresh in our minds when we were children, but we were raised in a household or, I don't know, some of us in a pen or wherever we were raised or however we were raised, we were told how it should be, which isn't the truth. Because the ideas have to adapt and change with our changing world. Now, we've seen over the years, over the last few centuries, that life is changing. People's lifestyles have changed, and how we look at life and relationship and religion and laws, they've changed. So we need to work with the changes. Therefore, the idea of me saying we've come this far and we've cannot necessarily take other training from another time into our today, it doesn't work. So thanks, that Anne, and thank you for loving the show. And we're going to be here every week for you to join us. Now, we're going to go with Jamie, and he thought, well, thank you very much. He's a new listener from Washington, D.C., and good luck with the truckers up here. I haven't said anything about it, and I won't say anything about it, because this is not the show for it. We speak of spirituality. We speak of raising us to a higher level of consciousness and be fair and loving and kind to everybody. But thank you very much for that information, Jamie. I really appreciate you sending in. Kathy, you wanted to know why some people are bad and some are good. Now, we've done a show on that, bad or good, bad and good. And part of that is simply because it's relative to opinion. You know, I said this story, and I don't know if you've heard it, about the lion that was raised and created, and he is built up with the speed and the agility and the strength and, you know, need to take care of his family. He grows up, he meets a cub. With this cub, with the lioness, they make a cub, and the lion has a responsibility to go out and feed that cub. All of what he's done is good. It is good, because he is following the rules of nature, the laws of nature. And when he grew up and became a big, strong lion, he had a responsibility to feed his cub. Or maybe the lioness did. Somebody had to feed that cub. So they go out and they grab a zebra and kill the zebra to feed the cub. And they've done every single thing, or gazelle or whatever they eat, maybe a pig or something. What everything that that lion has done is by the laws of nature. So it therefore it is considered right. It is an absolute because every single one of the animals who is doing that thing will follow those rules because they're connected, innately connected to all of nature. Now we could go back and interview the zebra. And if you ask that zebra if what the lion had done was right, he's going to say, no, it's not right. They ate my uncle. That is definitely wrong. Is it? So going back to Kathy's question, asking why are some people bad and some people good? A lot of it is relative to the opinion. And we go into our lives and choose, some of us, which way we want to follow or walk. And we say, this is good. Others go into their life as well and choose the path that they want to take on. And they will say it's good. We both are looking at each other going, you've made a wrong decision relative to opinion. People are bad because I don't follow what they do. And they will say the very same thing. I never understood why we can't come together and agree with everything. But because we have, and we talked a little bit about this, the freedom to make the choices, the bad and the good is relative to an opinion. That's why some people are seen as bad. We both have that wolf within us. Some of us chooses to feed the good one. Some choose to feed the bad one. And whichever one you're feeding, that will be how you're acting. What about us that make us choose or make that choice? The good versus the bad relative to the opinion, we're not sure. I tend to think it's a lot of insecurities, a lot of doubt, a lot of I need to prove myself, or some are just innocuous and believe that this is the path they want to sail on and be cool, calm, and collective. Either way, we made a conscious decision to choose one. It's hard for me to say which is right or which is wrong, but I can tell you for sure which one is wrong for me. That's why some of us are good, perceived as good and bad. Thank you very much for that, Kathy. Thank you very much. Shane, your eyes are open, which is a very good thing. This is the intention. We want you to wake up, wake up, wake up, open your eyes. And I'm going to, we'll be able to answer Shane's question as with Rick's as well, as to the teachings that we were given. It was applicable at some point. It worked at some point. Believe it or not, when we were a lot younger many years ago, I can assume that we wanted to own a horse or a buggy so we could, you know, go get out and go party if it was available. And today we're doing the same effort to get ourselves some, get a car or wheels or a bus pass, something. So it gives us freedom. Now, because the old teachings or the changes in life has occurred, a lot of us are moving away from getting the horse now or the buggy or maybe even a bicycle. We're still moving towards what is most prevalent today and what is within our advanced world of technology. So we are adapting to what is prevalent today. In doing all this, we can't really hold on to what was great about yesterday. I know for sure you're not going to do well with embracing what's coming towards you while your hands are behind you, holding on to what's past. So we need to let it go and adapt to today. Brings us to our topic. Should we be listening to the parents? Because the information that they were given, and there's parents out there probably looking for me right now as I speak with a strap or something like that, or, you know, because it sounds as if I'm throwing a monkey wrench in the program. I'm simply opening the door for you to accept the fact that what your parents thought was amazing centuries ago, because that's where the teachings has come from, is not the same for today. You are your great, 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 great grandparents. They've never left you. They've always been a part of you. Everything that you have done thus far and what you've seen, heard, or probably even felt is recorded in your body. It's recorded in the billions of cells that we've got in our bodies. And it is kept there. And through proper training and teaching and everything else, you could bring it forth and remember everything that you've been through. That's the ability. That's the method of meditation. That's the method of knowing thyself. That's the method of having awesome control of your mind. Because everything has always been a part, our great, great, great ancestors are a part of us. We've evolved from them through their life experiences, passed on to your great parents, to the grandparents, to you, and so on and so forth. Every single thing that they've been through has been recorded in you. It is there. The teachings, the upbringing, the cultural training, if you call it that, it's all a part of you and who you are today. But those words that you've heard that was passed down many generations ago, they don't work for today. There was a time where certain people couldn't vote, couldn't live on this side of the street or this neighborhood, or right in the front of the bus. However you want to look at it, times have changed. Technology has changed. Everything is changing. And if it is changing, you must adapt and change with it. Should we listen to our parents? So thank you very much for that, Rick and Shane. I was answering both of the questions at the same time. And thank you for acknowledging the fact that the ideas, and don't turn off this and go argue with your parents. Please don't do that. That's not what we're about. I don't want those angry emails. But if your parents are willing to accept and adapt the fact that their teachings, and we've all said, I'm never going to do what my parents did, but chances are we end up doing it because we're raised within that household and the food that they gave us is the one that we love today. We all rush home from mom's cooking, some of us, because not all moms, you know. Anyway, the point being is that we have to accept the fact that the information that was given to us, which is from our great grandparents to today, might not necessarily be the one you want to govern your entire life with. It might have been truth based on the time. Times have changed, meaning it cannot be true anymore. The consistency of it has fallen apart. We have children that are free thinkers and has the ability to create, to solve, and not necessarily buy into what we thought would be the best way. And of course, a lot of what we're thinking is the best way was given to us by our parents based on their culture, maybe their religious beliefs, race, gender, whichever. Is that true? Absolute truth for today? Do we have that ability to wake up, to accept that the world is always changing and will forever continue to change? And boy, oh boy, if we could press a button and go back 300 years, I mean, we'd love to just for 20 minutes, because what are you going to do without Wi-Fi or, you know, frozen ice cream? The point being, the world has changed a lot and it will change. If you can press the button and go 100 years from today, you'll see, you'll be lost because you didn't grow up with their idea, their technology, their way of life. Therefore, at some point, we have to make a conscious decision not to allow yesterday's training a few generations back to impact today's way of life. I speak that to the people who follow the religion that the great, 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 great grandparents followed, because everything else has changed. They can't very well change the book without accepting the fact that maybe it's not what we said it was to begin with. Unless they're going to convince you that while you were sleeping, a higher power has stepped in and made some necessary changes, and here are the new changes. Well, that's a lot of crap. What we're seeing today is real. We're taught to live in the now. We know that today is the way. Yesterday's ideas has passed. Let it go. Let's not try to put that round peg in the square hole. Something like that. Let's work on trying to figure out the best way to give our children the tool to take on the next step of a changing world. We've had COVID with us now for a couple of years, and that alone has changed the world. We've had the Dark Ages. We've had a lot of different segments of life, and it's changes, and it has changed right in front of our faces, and we're in a new world. What we're saying, wake up, just wake up, open your eyes, look around. Take a good look and adapt yourselves accordingly. Are you hinging on something that was prevalent two generations ago or two centuries ago? Did somebody tell you that you're inferior or that you're superior or that your way of life is the best way? How is that even possible? How do you determine best? Wake up. Realize you are the neighbor and the neighbors are you. You are a today modern version of your great grandparents, great, 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 great. Maybe right back to Lucy 300 million years ago. You've come from the same source by the same method. It's your turn up to bat and you're carrying all that is important. Because at the end of the day, you have to turn around and download this to your children for the cycle to continue, should you have children. Do we need to necessarily carry the luggage that our parents has, the hatred, the inconsistency? Do we accept the fact that the rules that our parents have given us is amazing, but we need to take on some of today's technology to apply those amazing rules? Well, no, they weren't around those rules. Technology, the advancement, freedom wasn't around when the decision was being made. So taking stuff from the old school and making it work in the new school while you adapt the new school ideology to it is making things a little bit more confusing. We have a turn and we're at bat. It's your turn to make those decisions. You're just the bull. And the children that chooses you to come and live with you, they're the arrow. Your role in this is to secure the arrow, straighten yourself out, point them in the direction and let it go. You've done your job as the bull. The new generation will take it from there and run with the ball. Yes, we all say, oh my God, the world's going to all the crazies, but it's not the case. They have to adapt to what is prevalent in their life, which is living in the now. Everything we talk about is living in the now. So we can't consider living in the now when we're carrying the rules of yesterday, years past. Wake up is what we talk about. Should you be following the rules of your parents? And is it applicable to your life today? The happily ever after, according to the numbers, doesn't seem to be working. We're going to leave this planet and go to another place. I refuse to use the word, but we call it rejuvenating. And then you get to go to a higher than any other place where we get to live happily ever after and live a heavenly life. Well, those ideas might have been an amazing thing before we had an airplane that could fly around the world and see there's no other world out there, or the technology that points to us that says the advancements in science that proves that we're not really going anywhere. We are on a conveyor belt of being recycled. When the body gets too old and it gets too diseased, you lay it down, burn it maybe, get a new one, and you start again because you're connected to that great wave. And everybody is a part of you as you are a part of them. That cake we bake with the ingredients and mix it all together and stick it in the oven. It comes out as one cake. You slice it up. Every bit of that slice should have the same ingredients. Therefore, we're all the same, from the same place, by the same method. How is it that you believe one part of that cake could be sweeter or more bitter or have a different flavor? Well, maybe a texture, I could buy that, but it is all mixed together in the same mixer, in the same bowl. And if you thoroughly mix it, you have to assume that it all comes out to be the same. That's who we are. We're connected. You are the neighbor as they are you. You are also your great, great, great grandparents, because we're not leaving here. We're not going anywhere. All of them has put together to make you. But you can't allow their teachings to follow you into the changed world, because they don't know what that is. Wake up, as always say. Have we got any more?
Yes, we have a couple here. Winnie wrote in, and she is also a new listener. She says, first time listening to your program, and I live in Boulder, Colorado. So that's from Winnie, a new listener. Hopefully you'll stay with us, Winnie. We appreciate that. Diane said, to my teacher, my mentor, and my favorite radio personality, happy Valentine's Day to you. And that's from Diane. Oh, behave, Diane. Oh. Okay, thank you. Paul wanted to know, and I think I'm going to confirm what Paul says. He said, did you use the example that we might have all came from Lucy?
Yes.
Okay, so I did hear that. I heard that as well, Paul, and I kind of laughed to myself here in the studio. So that's from Paul, and back to you.
Paul, I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with who Lucy is. Well, they say this is the oldest remain of human remain they've found, and it's going back to about 3 million years. So if that is true, and I haven't really looked into it, I just heard it, then that means it would have to be ancestors of hers.
Well, I think, so forth. If I may interrupt you, I think a lot of people, including myself, thought you meant Lucille Ball.
Okay, so no, let me clear it. Well, that's possible too. No, let me clear that up. Lucy was a bone fragment or something they found many, many years ago, and they say she's the oldest human remains that was ever found. So that's the Lucy I'm referring to, not Lucy, not I Love Lucy from Lucille Ball, because that would be just another chapter of crazy. So yeah, I did say from Lucy, but I was referring to the older remain that they found. And we could all be related to her, because if we're all one, we've all come from the same place. If you want to believe in the religious way, there was Adam, and then there was Eve, and there were Cain and Abel. So that was it. And we're here today. Therefore, a lot of mixing up was going on. And here we are. Maybe that's why we're part crazy. Anyway, thank you, Paul, for that. It's actually funny. And no, I was not referring to Lucille Ball from I Love Lucy. That's where I know her from. Diane, thank you very much. I thought that was kind of cool. No, I didn't go talk about Valentine's Day. And I also didn't say anything about the Super Bowl today, because it's not our show. It's not what we do. But to everybody, happy Valentine's Day, if you believe in it. And don't think today's, or tomorrow actually, today's a cheater's Valentine's. It's the day before Valentine's, right? Yeah, this is the cheater's Valentine's Day. And that's where people who are not honest with their partners, they'll go celebrate the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, with their other partners. So tomorrow is the official Valentine's Day, and I wish everybody out there happy Valentine's. And I hope you're doing well, and I hope you love each other, be careful and be kind to each other. And I hope you make the best of that day. So to everyone, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you very much, Diane, for all the kind words that you've used. Yes. Winnie, new time listener, thank you very much for tuning into the show. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Awakened show. New Colorado. I think Boulder, Colorado was where you're from. I appreciate you being down there. And thank you for saying all that so we know where the listening audience is, where they're at. And it's all around the world, and including where you are. Thank you very much for that, Winnie. And that was pretty much all our emails today. We're going over again what we've talked about. And today's talk was about should we be listening to the teachings of our parents? And we've said enough about that. But I'm saying today who you are and what you represent and how you've lived your life. I also realize that the best way to care for you, which is the greatest asset, is for you to be mindful of everything that you do, to be mindful mentally as well as physically. So you do need to exercise. You do need to eat properly and take good care of yourself. Make sure you move all the care into priority number one. Make sure you realize that you, in the physical sense, you are the greatest assets. Regardless of what you have, property, bank, relationship, the best part of it is you. You are the greatest asset. You need to take care of the body. You need to take care of you. So we talk about this a lot. And the reason I say this is because a lot of people just don't know. They go day by day by day by day, and they just don't stop. Slow down. Take a minute for yourself. Reflect on you. Reflect on your health. Reflect on your body. Reflect on your position in life. We're not designed to get up every morning and run like a freaking something, to come home and rest and then do it again and do it again and do it again. You're here for a purpose. Align yourself to spirituality. Align yourself to something that's going to wake you up, to let you realize that all of your doing is relevance to your thoughts. Think about you. Think about you. I'm not saying to neglect the partner, neglect the children, neglect your boss. I'm saying you are the most important person. Join a part of a group that's going to make you feel fantastic about you, because you should all the time. Exercise yourself. Rest properly. Eat good food. Take care of you. You are the greatest asset. You're not being selfish. You're not being mean. You're not neglecting everybody, because I know when you are 100% with yourself, you could present a lot more to me if you're only 50% to yourself. So focus on taking the best care of you. Remember, and I say this quite often, I owe me. Your journey is yours. Your walk is yours. Do the best you can to live the best life. Focus on you. Take care of the responsibilities that you've picked up, or if they're not serving you, let it go. Focus on you. Eat proper, rest yourself proper, get into an exercise program that you're going to do for the rest of your life. For the rest of the time that you have the body and you're occupying the body, you have to give it maintenance like you do your car, or your house, or even your fingernails. You have to maintain it because it's a part of the process. And don't think you're too old or you're too far removed from it. Join a program that's going to elevate you to live your best self. You are connected to all of us. When we do what we can do to be the best people we can, we're doing great justice for ourselves. Wake up. Wake up. You're a part of a great team. You're a part of a great team. And there's many out there who are relying on you to step up and show your talent, your ability, your strength. Open that bar. Open that door. Step into it. Wake up. Be the best you. Happy Valentine's to everybody. I hope the Super Bowl goes well. I think it's today. I'm not a fan. I don't follow. But I think I know who's going to win. And it's going to be the best team for today. Thank you for being a part of Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being there. Without you, I couldn't have been here. Thank you for coming home. Enjoy the week. Bye.
you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.